Paragdal and Mishnah Yud, Hu Haya Omer, Rabbi Shmuel used to say, Al Tehi Don Yechidi, She'ein Don Yechidi Ela Echad. Do not judge alone, for the only one who judges alone is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'al Tomer Kabalu Daiti, She'ein Rishoin Ve'lo'ata. And do not say, accept my view, meaning you must accept my view, for they are permitted, but not you. I'd like to share three different explanations to this Mishnah as to what it means, Al Tehi Don Yechidi, Rabbi Shmuel's statement, do not judge alone. However, first we have to start with the Gemara Mesechah Sanhedrin, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, that says as follows. Tana Rabbana, Dinei Mamonos Bishlosha. The rules regarding monetary adjudication, financial arbitration, take place with three judges, three dayanim. But if somebody is an expert, don afil yechidi, such a person can judge even singularly on one's own and does not require a bezdin of three. The Gemara continues and quotes Amar of Nachman Kagon Ana. Rav Nachman says about himself, Ana don dini memonas bichidi. I personally judge, adjudicate, paskin financial matters, arbitrate financial matters singularly. Me too, says Rabbi Chiya. Don dini memonas bichidi. I also paskin shilas singularly by myself without a bezdin of three. And if you'll ask, what about our Mishnah, which says in Maseches Makos, Rabbi Yishmael, Al Tehi Don Yechidi, She'ein Don Yechidi El Echad, you should know that this question is raised by Tosfos. Tosfos in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, asks this very question. How could it be that Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Chiya, and how could it be that the Tana Rabban, the Tana Kama, the Gemara says that you can Don Yechidi, when Rabbi Yishmael says in Avos you can't? Asks Tosfos Fadisnab Mesachas Avos, Al Ti Don Yechidi, Shein Don Yechidi Alechad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Answers Tosfos, according to the Mishnah in Mesachas Avos, Eitza Tova Kemash Malan. The Mishnah in Avos is only giving us good advice. Remember, Mishnayos Avos are ethical ideas, statements. Of course they're truths, but they're not hard and fast rules and halachas. The rule, the halacha, practically speaking, is that if somebody is an expert, he can judge by himself. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Avos takes that halachic truth and fact and says, I have an idea. Don't do it. It's not smart. Eitza tova kemashmalan. Continues Toso Shol Yite. You shouldn't make a mistake. It's true that you can paskin on your own when it comes to financial matters. You can arbitrate financial matters on your own if you're a halachic expert. But nonetheless, the Mishnah says it's not a good idea. Eitza tova kemashmalan Shlo Yite. I continues Tosos, if that's the case, what about Rabbi Nachman? What about Rabbi Chiya? How did they judge themselves? Didn't they know the Mishnah in Avos? Didn't they know Rabbi Shmuel's good advice? Why didn't they practice it? So answers Tosos, Kolomar Yachol Ledon Velo Shahayadon. They could have judged, but they didn't. When Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Chiya said, Kigon Ana, that didn't mean that they actually did it. It means that they could have. They had the ability, they had the scholarship, and the ability and the understanding of Psak Halacha and Mamanis so well that they could have passed him by themselves. But they didn't. Inami says, Tosus, the second answer, Ragil Haya Bedinim Vein Lachosh Shema Yitte. They could really have paskin, and they did paskin because they were so comfortable in financial matters. They were Ragil, they were customarily answering and adjudicating such cases that they didn't have that issue whatsoever, and they were able to paskin, and they weren't concerned about the Eitza Tova Kamash Malan Shlo Yitte. They weren't worried about the good advice because this was their bread and butter, this was their meat and potatoes, this was their business. This was what they did, and therefore they were able to. Thus, the first pshat in the Mishnah, Al Tehi Don Yechidi, is that it's a good advice. You can if you want to. You're permitted if you want to, but better not to. That is the first possible pshat. There's a second pshat. Take a look at Medrash Shmuel. Other commentaries in Maseches Avos and this Mishnah make this point as well, that it's a totally different idea. And the idea is that not to judge alone means that a judge should never take testimony from a litigant unless his opponent is present. And this is based upon the Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Aleph, Shamoa ben Achechem. Listen carefully to both sides. Listen to both of your brothers righteously, judiciously. Meaning a court case must be brought in front of your brothers. Both litigants must be present. Al tihi don yechidi. Don't judge just one person before hearing the other side. It's paskin and halacha. Shulchan Aruch, Hoshe Mishpat, Simon Yud Zayin, said, hey, both sides have to be there, and it's obvious. Because when a judge listens to only one side, he's liable to be unfairly influenced. And then the second litigant will come, and you won't take it seriously, won't listen to the claim, and you won't be careful. And it's true not just when it comes to a judge, it's true any time there's a differences of opinion, even on a communal, a familial level. Between friends, be careful, cautious, not to judge until you hear both sides. It's true as parents, as teachers. When there's a fight, there's an argument, and one person says something, you can't call the student or the child out unless you hear the other side of the story. Al tihi don yechidi. Don't paskin just by listening to one side. You gotta be careful to listen to both opinions and hear both people out, and at the same time, because once you hear one side, you're biased. And once you're biased, it's unfair, and you're unable to be a equal judge. But a third and final pshat is one I'd like to suggest. Al tihi don yechidi means as follows. Often in life, we take upon responsibility to judge something by ourselves, and we're not willing to ask another opinion. We're not willing to talk to somebody else about what I saw, about what I heard. Or even when things come up, when I think that I could deal with it on my own. Don't be a singular judge, because you need to hear what other people say. You need to hear what other people think. So many times, a boss, a leader in a community or wherever that person might be is not willing to listen to people on a different tier in the company, in the office, in the situation that you might be involved with. Listen to hear other opinions. Al tihi don yechidi. Don't just judge quickly. Don't just come to conclusions. Be willing to hear what other people think, because if you're don yechidi, you're going to make a mistake. Be willing to hear other people out. Listen to other opinions. That's why when it comes to boards or offices or officers, you listen to different people, because they help meet out and feel out a particular issue. And so often when you're a yachid, when you're all by yourself and nobody agrees with you, that's not such a good sign. Be willing to change. And even though you hold fast and strong about a particular opinion, you're being a don yechidi. That's why we paskin a halacha achrei rabim, after the majority, because more often than not, when you're an individual, you're not willing to listen to others. And when you're only one on the fence, be careful. Just today I got a call from somebody out of town that the person is all alone. They're the only side. They're the only person siding in a particular issue. And I told them, when you're the only person on one side, that's a sign of a problem. You're not willing to listen. If 10, 5, 4, 3, 100, and there's only one on the other side, that means a person is deaf. And he's talking to himself or to herself, and you're unable to hear and to appreciate the other side. That's what it means to be a don yechidi. Shein don yechidi el echad. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu could judge by himself. That's it. But when we're alone and when there's nobody with us, that's when we get into trouble. Thus, we've shared three potential pshatim, three potential approaches how to understand Rabbi Shmuel's statement, Al tihi don yechidi. It's talking to a judge specifically, and it's an Eitzah Tova Kamashal. It's good advice, although halachically and strictly speaking, according to the letter of the law, if you're an expert in financial matters, you could paskin. That's one pshat. The second pshat, the Medrash Shmuel, along with other Mefarshei HaMishnah, understand that it's making sure that you're listening to both sides. Don't just listen to one of the litigants. Al tihi don yechidi. Don't just judge when there's one party there. Listen and make sure you're getting both sides of the story. It's true again as a judge, it's true as a parent, it's true as a teacher, it's true as a friend, it's true as a community member. And finally, al tihi don yechidi, be willing to listen to others. Don't just judge a situation, a person, a community, a case by yourself. Be willing to talk, to discuss, to contemplate, to figure out how things work with a group. Don't be a don yechidi. Have a wonderful day.